Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Nice and gray.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. All right, so we'll jump in here. We got the original cast, the original voice cast for the Animaniacs are coming back for the revival.
Yay.
It had already been kind of like out and around that that was probably going to be the case, but it is now 100% official that the Animaniacs revival is coming. And yeah, original voice cast.
That'll be fun.
That will be fun. I liked the Animaniacs.
That, like, the way Shannon loves, like, DuckTales and all that, the Animaniacs is my version.
Really?
Yeah, oh, I loved Animaniacs. I didn't have Disney Channel as a kid, like, for... Or let me rephrase that. I didn't know I had Disney Channel as a kid for the longest time, so, like, I only had Nickelodeon.
You... How do you not know what channels you have?
You need to put the time frame in when Animaniacs was running. I was, like, four.
I guess
also, Animaniacs were very much not Disney.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He did not realize that he had.
Well, no. When he said he didn't have Disney, like that, he made that sound like that was his reason for not having seen Animaniacs.
No.
I'm saying, like, did you hear me say, like, Animaniacs is my version of DuckTales? Like,
yeah, I heard you say that.
So, like, I've only watched Animaniacs, is what I was saying, because I didn't have Disney. Yeah. You stayed with me on that, right?
Sense. Yeah. No.
Okay.
More sense. Yeah. I thought you were saying that you had, like, you didn't see it until later.
No. I saw. Shannon.
Yeah, what you said was correct. You made your point.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure, because I was like, if he didn't catch it, maybe somebody else.
There.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Like, so this makes me want to watch the reboot. Like, if it was a whole bunch of new voice actors, I would probably check it out, but I probably wouldn't be into it, where it's just like, oh, this would be a nice nostalgic kick, plus it'll be, like, hopefully funny.
Yeah, hope so. I just figured, like, because I remember when we saw them at the voice actors at Indiana Comic Con, I figured you, I don't remember you being all that excited about it. And
it's hard for me to get excited about voice actors.
Oh, I guess that's
fair. Yeah, that's like, because, like, even Kevin Conroy, like, I didn't want to get a picture or an autograph with Kevin Conroy, who was Batman.
Yeah,
because you're just an idiot.
Well, plus you kept talking about how Batman Beyond was your Batman.
Oh, if it was Wilfred Ell, there would be a picture and an autograph.
See, and
taken,
that's
yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
Like, maybe they're just not my holy grail of voice actors.
Like
Wilfred Ell's my holy grail of voice actors.
I hope they do, like, because my favorite part of Animaniacs were not the Animaniacs. Like, I loved them.
You liked the mini shows.
I liked the little mini shows within the shows. Like Pinky and the Brain was the best. Shouldn't have gotten its own show.
No.
It was perfect in those little 10-minute segment that was a third of the show.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's all you needed.
Yeah, no, Pinky and the Brain was not strong enough to carry because it was, I guess, technically two 10-minute sets because they did two episodes per episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was the SpongeBob format.
Yeah, but it was still just not...
It was good whenever you had other things to, like, bookend it. But when it's just 30 straight minutes of Pinky and the Brain, it really starts showing its flaws.
And I didn't even dislike the solo show they did. Like, I enjoyed it, watching it, but I liked them in Animaniacs better.
Yeah.
And same thing with, like... Because
it also wasn't on every episode of Animaniacs.
No, yeah, yeah. No.
So you got, you really, like, got the... With its own TV show, it got the overexposure thing happening.
Yeah, there was that rotating... Like, there was a number of... Like, there was the little girl that kept trying to kill herself and the dog had to save her. I can't remember her name.
I don't either.
Those are the only two that I remember.
Wasn't Freakazoid?
Freakazoid,
in
yeah. Yeah, he started as one of those.
Because there was a bunch of them that started there and then got their own thing. And I'm trying not to confuse them with everything that I keep thinking about. I'm like, no,
that was
Tiny Toons.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tiny Toons also had
was the little girl Tiny Toons then?
No, the only little girl that I remember having a thing in Tiny Toons was Elmira.
It wasn't that Ducky went down the hole? Where she flushed everything down the toilet. That was an episode.
That maybe. But the Elmira that I'm thinking of, like, that was the little girl that's like, I will hug it and squeeze it and love it. And yeah, she killed everything.
Rita and Runt. Nope, that's not it. That's a different one. Buttons and Mindy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was. The Good Feathers, Slappy Squirrel, Rita and Runt, Minerva Mink, and then other supporting characters.
Yeah, there was a whole lot in anime.
I had to look it up because I was like, it's bothering me that I can't remember if this was actually... although I don't think Freakazoid was... I'm not seeing Freakazoid as part of this.
Maybe I just always relate the two.
Yeah, because they are very, very similar.
Yeah. And I mean, they were all... I'm pretty sure they were both WB, so... Pretty sure. This is where we need Lindsay.
I also in no way, like, understand. Like, going back now, I would love the Good Feathers so much more, the Three Pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
But like, as a kid, I was like, I don't get it, but that one talks funny, and he gets mad a lot.
I actually have not watched an episode of Animaniacs since the 90s, so I do wonder how I would feel about just Animaniacs in general, what I missed.
I'm sure it's been about 12 to 13 years for me, only because, like, we had VHSs way longer than we probably should have at my house.
Perryville.
Yeah. So, no, like, I always had recorded. Like, I would just watch old recorded things that we recorded on. Like, we would... The recording of TV shows, I had a whole bunch of those.
And I know there's probably somebody out there, like, I don't know Derek well enough to know if this is him, that's thinking, like, hey, ease off on Perryville here. It's like, no, I also lived in a small town. Yeah, everybody had VHSs way longer than they were supposed to.
I just stifled my normal spot response to that, which would be the them aspect of it. Very proud of myself. But, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm pretty sure there's still one store in Perryville where you can rent VHS tapes. Like, I am, you know what? I'll stop in sometime and see if it's still open. Because it was connected to a gas station. I think the sign's still out front. That doesn't mean it's open. And if it is, I'll check and see if I can get VHS tapes.
And then you have to try and find a VCR that won't immediately destroy your VHS tape.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pull a Kirk Waters, rent it, never return it, and just keep it as a relic of the past in my personal time capsule. It'll probably be porn, but like...
I mean, you could go to, like, Teen Challenge and stuff like that and still
no,
find VHSs.
I think if I steal it in the year of our Lord 2019 from a video store in Perryville, Missouri, so, I've now laid out my grandmaster plan.
So Freakazoid was always its own thing, but especially in the first season, it had little mini episodes within it of other characters. So I think that might have thrown you there, because I was like, no, that sounds right, that it wasn't every time, like, Freakazoid wasn't always just... Freakazoid. But to be fair, the only thing that I really remember from Freakazoid is Candlejack.
Yup. Say his name three times.
No, it's only the one time.
Oh, I thought it was three times, yeah, is Beetlejuice. And a bunch of other things.
Yeah, no. It's just the one time.
Yeah, and I see the bit on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it, like, people will start saying, like, you can't say Candlejack, and yeah, then, like, cuts
I was
off.
Gonna do that, but I decided not to. But the one that I remember the most is the Huntsman. Is a good guess at what Robin Hood would be like if portrayed by Charlton Heston. He can never find enough crime to fight and secretly suspects that the police are hiding crimes from him because they don't trust him.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that was good stuff. I should go watch those cartoons. I'm sure they're on the internet somewhere.
I just texted Derek to see if Village Video is still open. I have now also named the location of which I'm going to perform my major heist.
Yeah, you're bad at
your
this.
Your major heist. About to throw me, about to defenestrate a laptop. We're recording again.
Okay, well, this might make you feel better. It's a picture of Ryan Reynolds standing in front of the Marvel Studios, like, office logo, and it says, auditioned for the role of Anthony Stark. Didn't come even remotely close, but the nice man with the taser escorted me to the ground.
Well, it does make me feel a little bit better, but I still want to defenestrate my laptop.
Also, just, I mean... Ryan Reynolds working with Marvel Studios.
Wonder what he's doing there.
Although, in fairness, it took me a solid minute and a half there to remember Deadpool.
So you just really said, what role could he possibly be in?
I started running through
the mental Rolodex of Marvel characters.
Have we announced who Moon Knight is? That could be fun. And then it took me, like, actually, I didn't even get that far, but it was literally just like, okay, who could he? Oh, Deadpool. Yeah, he's Deadpool. That's right. That's a Marvel character.
Yep.
It just feels like he's
that
not.
Fox owns now.
Yep.
Disney owns now.
Do what?
Disney owns now.
Yeah. I mean, Fox.
Sorry, I caught that mid yawn.
Fox still owns them. It's just Fox is also now owned by Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because remember, Fox 23 Studios still exists and is publishing movies.
Did we,
as the benevolent overlord of the mouse.
It's not a story for this, and I feel like it might have been an Onion article, but that whatever is left of Fox is starting its own streaming service, and it's called XOF.
Oh, speaking of streaming, Letterkenny's out today.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
it was October, but
yeah,
I didn't know when October.
Yeah, it's today. Apparently, the whole season dropped on Hulu.
Oh,
is
fantastic.
What I heard.
Yeah, it'll be Hulu.
Yeah, because we don't have Crave.
Crave doesn't even have it anymore. It's all like.
Oh, it's all Hulu?
Yeah,
now?
Hulu bought the rights to
it. I don't know if
it
did a straight dump of the entire season or if it's one episode at a time. I feel like since it's Hulu, it is a straight dump, but I could be wrong.
Would make me really happy because I definitely would like some more Letterkenny in my life.
But Letterkenny, tonight, you can make it happen. Pitter patter.
Oh, man, I got to watch football tonight, though.
You know what? Football's always going to be there. Letterkenny. I already lost my fantasy matchup this week by 1 point because of our point adjustments. So Letterkenny.
Wait, what?
Right? I was winning, and then I woke up this morning and I was losing. And all of our players.
Oh, no, you got hit with the Tanner.
Yup.
Oh. At least you didn't retroactively lose a win from weeks ago like Tanner did.
Well, man, Tanner deserves it. He doesn't pay half the time early, so.
Whoa.
Whoa, what? He ain't listening. Whoa.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is? Well,
he listens to Nerd Up.
Pitter patter. And now we're back. And now we're back to Letterkenny.
He paid me this season.
This.
He did pay me last season.
During this season. So what's next on the list before we make
that I can't find. Wait.
Asa Steve. Was actively looking for something because he was going to murder us if it wasn't for that.
No, I honestly was not even listening. I heard fantasy football and immediately tuned out.
Good.
XOF Productions is part of the Fox. Oh, God. It is real.
Are you serious? Because that does sound.
That's wiki updates. That can't be real.
Okay. I hope you're incorrect in being correct.
So Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. So we finished the story we were talking about before. Animaniacs is back. Dalton's gonna hit up a liquor store in Perryville or something like that.
No, it's a gas station. Actually,
they might have VHS. It's a gas station, Perryville. Yeah, it serves liquor.
It was an old gas station that doesn't have the gas pump anymore, and it hasn't for like 12 years.
So it's just a liquor store now.
Pretty much. I think you can get like those burritos for $1 that you can have to microwave that they might not even have in microwave.
The Landshire ones.
You dang right.
Anyway, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II is reportedly starring in The Matrix 4, I made the joke like it got cut in whenever my laptop apparently decided to just stop recording. I said my laptop, the program, like it just stops recording. This hasn't happened in a long time, and it shouldn't be happening at all.
So this might be a short episode tonight, just because.
Oh, if it happens again, like
we're done.
Yeah, we're done. I'm calling it the Columbus Day waste of my time episode. Yeah.
Oh. Can Columbus Day waste of my time up? October 14th, 2019.
And it's just going to be like some super metal music at the beginning of it to express my rage and anger.
No, smooth jazz.
Nope.
That's way more sinister.
Nope. All right. So, yeah, reportedly starring The Matrix 4.
Black Manta from Aquaman. That's what we established earlier.
Yeah, and throw in a joke here about a weird numbering system because they went straight from 1 to 4.
Because my dad isn't Dave Roy Manch II. He's Junior.
Yeah, no, Junior. Yeah, that was the other thing we talked about, because the second is weird to me. It's Junior. Till you have a child, then you can be the second.
Yeah.
And your child is the third.
Because that's why I'm really happy I got named Dalton instead, because I swear to God, if I had to say something, 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 the third.
You know, Pat's a third.
But Pat's a cool third. Like, you guys would think I was doing it to be a hipster.
Only if you introduced yourself as Dalton the third.
Well, how else would I introduce myself?
Dalton?
Fair.
Pat, like, I only know about Pat
I think we made the numbering system joke way better. I think the cut was perfect right there.
Yeah, it was better for how that went. Yeah, no, because the only reason I know Pat's a third is because his initials or his gamer tag for a long time was PK3.
And you were like, why is it three?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's Patrick Kennedy the third.
XOF Productions is a production company whose name is derived from a reversal of the Fox brand name created on October 2nd, 2019.
So happy birthday, sis.
It's real.
I do exist.
My
rooms fall.
God.
Gross.
They straight up just. Oh, okay.
That's disgusting. All right, cool. So that's a thing, folks. That's a possible streaming service coming
that
up.
That you can ignore?
I don't know if it's a streaming service or a production. It looks like it's a production company, though.
Oh, okay. So it's replacing Fox.
I guess all the stuff that that Disney didn't
20th
get.
Century Fox. Because I think that's all Disney bought was 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, so now they're
getting,
like,
staking Hulu.
Yeah, so I don't. Yeah, I don't. I do your own research because we don't understand it. It's fine. Doesn't matter. But they just named something XOF.
Yep, that's something that happened. All right, so Onward is getting an official trailer. Got an official trailer. I'm sorry, guys. I'm losing it here. Onward got an official trailer. Before, you know, we had the teaser trailer, which was just kind of a clip from towards the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. So this is an official, like, full-length trailer and gave us a lot more information. And I can already tell that I'm going to end up crying at it.
Who's making it again?
It's Pixar.
Yeah, then yeah. That, you just have to say a Pixar movie, and I'm pretty sure I start rolling the one tier.
Because yeah, it looks like the general plot that we've got here. These It's, you know, fantasy characters, modern settings, stuff like that. These two guys, they're given a staff and a spell. They can resurrect their dad for one day.
Nope. I don't need to watch this movie.
And they start the resurrection process, and they only get up to his waist. And now they're having a zany adventure trying to get the materials to finish the spell.
With my dad's pants. God, I hope he's wearing pants.
He is wearing pants. It's literally like pants and some dress shoes and a belt.
Because
it's light streaming out of the top of it.
You really hope your dad ain't Winnie the Pooh in it that day.
Just full Winnie the Pooh.
Also, Village Video is apparently an arcade now. Derek just gave me the updates.
Well, also a relic.
Yeah, Perryville.
I miss arcades, though.
It's in Perryville. I'm assuming it's not good. It's probably just the one-up machines that you have to pay $5 to get into. Oh, God, I hope so. No,
it's probably just like three pinball machines and a busted House of the Dead box.
So do you think it's like they ran out because they didn't have like the equivalent exchange? I made a reference for you.
Yeah, Full Metal Alchemist there. I thought you were talking about arcades again, and I was like, oh.
No, yeah, there was definitely an uneven exchange in the amount of money that it costs to run an arcade versus the amount of money that they...
Arcades generate?
The amount of money people spend at arcades.
I mean, it still works in certain environments.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dave & Buster's, they make a ton of money.
Yeah, on their 30-cent steaks that they sell for $18.
Again, Lancashire burritos. Remember we were talking about that earlier? That turnaround night, nearly as much.
It's the same thing as like CoinOp, I'm sure, is doing great because they sell beer.
Yeah, they do. And even they still have like the cheapest craft beer in town by a wide margin.
Well, it's because the arcades are propping up that cost.
Wait a minute.
I don't think that's how that works.
Huh. I'm willing to say they've made their money back on those machines.
Well, they don't own the machines.
Yeah,
they don't.
They lease them from. There's a company in St. Louis that they lease them from.
Oh, I didn't know
from.
There was a leasing company. That's cool.
Yeah, they try to like fix those machines and send them out to places that want them. Mostly, I guess they cater to barcades. Regardless, not important. Local business is important. Not important to this podcast because we don't have that many local.
They don't
listeners.
Sponsor us.
That too.
Oh, I bet we could get a sponsor.
CoinOp might. Anyway. Which, I mean, CoinOp is a cool place. If you are local or you ever come by Cape, check out CoinOp. That's a dope bar.
Just be over 21.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can check out the outside.
During the day, you can go in. Did they change it?
Yeah, no. All bars have to be 21 and up now. That changed a few years ago.
Yeah, unless they serve food.
Yeah, unless like 51% of their revenue is generated by food.
Which is why Dogwood gets a pass.
Dogwood and Hot
Shots.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Like,
ugh.
I'm just citing.
Hot
Shots isn't bad. It's like Buffalo Wild Wings. Like I said, it's that same scenario.
But yeah, that's why. But yeah, no, that's why they have the signs on the doors like must be 21 to enter.
I guess it's been that long. No, I do remember when that went through. It's just been a really long time since I've been to CoinOp, and I don't go there that frequently. I don't go to any bars anymore, or at least it's extremely rare.
Yeah, I haven't
rare.
Been downtown. I haven't been.
Yeah, we have homes for that reason now.
I drink alone in the safety of my home. Don't look further into that. Will Smith is developing a Fresh Prince spinoff.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
We don't know anything else about it.
And we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah, it's
breaking my heart.
He's finally sick of making terrible, terrible sci-fi movies because he's regretting passing on The Matrix. So now he's going back to his bread and butter.
Apparently, Gemini Man is not good.
What?
Oh, you mean whenever you star in a movie with yourself?
No.
And it's CG?
To be fair.
No.
The way that they brought back like Grand Moff Tarkin, whatever the dude's name is.
You mean Disney did it better?
Where they de-age you. Like, that's who he's co-starring with.
So himself.
Yeah, the DA.
In fairness, like he's a little bit like Keanu in that he has looked the same age for the last 20 years.
No, but if you watch Gemini
Tarkin.
Man,
Tarkin.
Yeah. They were definitely going for a younger Will Smith.
I was
going
to make my way through the alphabet. Might have gotten there.
They were like, I want Wild Wild West Will Smith look with no facial hair. And they were like, we kind of got you. No, we didn't.
Still looks better than Superman's mustache.
That's true.
Watching the trailers, though, didn't even know they're going for a de-aging effect. Didn't notice.
Really? Just thought it was Will Smith versus Will Smith?
Yeah.
He went full Nutty Professor. Just not as... No, he's way... Can't figure
sure
out who
they de-aged him.
Can't figure out who I like more.
Eddie Murphy or Will Smith?
Yeah. Delirious was a really
very
good
different actor.
Yes. That's why I'm kind of at that thing where I'm like, but Eddie Murphy was Donkey.
And that's what no Coming to America, no Golden Child.
I'm doing a really good job
Donkey.
Not swearing.
I guarantee you he's never seen the Golden Child.
I've never seen the Golden
Donkey.
Child.
He's never even heard of that.
I've seen the other ones.
What the knife.
Apparently now I got something to watch now.
The Golden Child
is great.
It's a
fantastic movie.
I haven't seen
it in years, but
my mom and I would spend the day that we put up the Christmas tree watching Raw and Delirious. The stand-up specials.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. They don't hold up well, by the way.
He's got the skin-tight vinyl
Those hold up great. I winked at you. We really need video moments.
My favorite thing to come from those specials are the Scrubs bit.
Yes. The Scrubs bit is the best. JD buys those suits for himself and Turk.
Oh, God. Also, in Community, I think Troy dressed up as
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, he did.
From Delirious, I think. The red one.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Will Smith developing a new Fresh Prince spinoff, which is cool. I just really need Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to get added to a streaming service so I can go back through and re-binge that show.
Maybe I didn't pay enough attention to the trailer.
It's
of the
definitely
Gemini
a
Man.
Young. It's definitely a young.
He kind of does look just shaven.
Yep. Like I felt like that was
because Will Smith does look very young still.
Yeah.
How old is Will Smith? Like 52.
I don't think he's 50. I think he's late 40s.
Well, this is why we have the internet.
I'm not as confident with the de-aging joke, but it's close. I don't know. I can't tell. I'm on my phone.
Yeah, because whenever I was watching the trailers, like it didn't look like they tried to de-age him. It just looked like he didn't have a beard.
51.
51, okay.
Yeah,
so.
He just celebrated a birthday a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
So happy late birthday, Will Smith. Make a good movie.
So there's a still. I paused it on the trailer. He looks younger than normal, but that might just be because he's clean shaven in the haircut and the hair they gave him.
That could be it.
But
my thought was like, oh, they're going for like late 20s.
Either way, movie's probably garbage.
Yeah, that's.
Is it a Will Smith movie recently? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me the last good movie he was in.
This comes from Ang Lee, too, so that's a little.
That's a bummer.
More surprising.
Yeah. A little bit. But yeah, no, I just heard the reviews were bad. I still kind of want to see it.
Well, I'm waiting for the classic movie.
I haven't seen Joker.
I also have not seen Joker yet.
I have not either.
And the only movie that I can remember that he's done recently is
Suicide Squad.
And then I'm trying to think of what he did before Suicide Squad.
Which he did a good job in Suicide Squad. He was my favorite part of that movie.
I also liked Hitch.
That was like in the mid-2000s.
It was. It was a long time ago.
Oh, no, I didn't say that it was
recent.
Yeah, let me get that Hitch. A year.
And Hancock, that was a fun movie.
Hancock was fun.
That was late
2000s.
The first two acts.
Hitch, 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first two acts of Hancock were...
2008.
Were solid.
Were Hancock.
Yeah. And then between those two was the zombie one.
Oh.
I Am Legend.
There it is.
Yeah, that was it.
I actually liked that one.
It doesn't matter. The point is, we're getting Fresh Prince, and I need the original series to go up streaming on Hulu or something. That would make me very happy because I want to rewatch that series.
I hope they cast the original Carlton because if they cast any Carlton and he does the dance, the real Carlton will sue them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, my foot is in my mouth. He was Genie in Aladdin. That's on me. But that wasn't a Will Smith movie.
It wasn't a Will Smith movie.
It was just a movie that Will Smith starred in.
Yeah, so.
Very fine line there.
All right. So, that joke would have held up so good 8 months ago.
Mm.
Let me check to make sure that math's right on that.
All right,
8 months ago for sure, but. Yeah.
While he's looking into that, webcomic company Webtoons is working with the Jim Henson Company on an animated series for Lore Olympus by Rachel Smythe. Don't know anything about that series. The animation or the drawing style looks really cool, and it sounds neat.
I recognize Jim Henson Company.
That's the important part. That's the reason this is newsworthy.
Because they're doing something.
Yeah, Jim Henson Company is doing something with it's a webcomic called Lore Olympus, written by Rachel Smythe. And it's apparently good enough, popular enough that, or at least the Jim Henson Company likes it enough that they're collaborating for a TV series, an animated TV series.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's just kind of cool. And then we've got, I still haven't found if it's 100% official or not, but it's looking like Zoe Kravitz is going to be Catwoman in Matt Reeves' Batman.
cool. I don't know, like, she's not a name that I recognize. And I get why, if the rumors are true that this is going to be like a 90s Batman, like it's going to be a young Bruce Wayne, mm-hmm. I get why they're including her. But with the current Tom King run in the comics, I am very Catwoman'd out. And also, I feel like this version of Catwoman is not going to be better than
what we've got going in
Tom King, because as kind of going nowhere, it feels like the Batman run in general now is running into, like the amount of filler issues it feels like we've been getting. I very much like her and like her relationship with Batman.
Yeah.
Like I very much dig that. That has been a highlight of this entire run so far.
Because I did like the last issue that I read that took place between two previous issues. Was not a huge fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue before that, where it was all just Batman and Catwoman talking about, like, you know, getting over stuff and, you know, working towards goal or the current goal, which mm-hmm. taking back Gotham. I won't go into more of that in case there's folks listening that need to get caught up. I actually liked that issue a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, the issue following it where it was like, this is taking place beforehand. Between. Yeah. Before the last issue you read. And I read that and I was like, what?
Why
are we doing this? And then, like, I finished it. I was like, okay, we have gleaned really nothing extra out of this.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm excited for this arc to end, just so that I can finally get the conclusion that Tom King has been building us up for so long.
Well,
except I won't, because it's going to be continued in Batman and Catwoman.
I'm mostly just excited to get Tinny and the Fourth's run on it, like, very, very much so. But really, like, the reason that I'm not down on it, because like I'm still gonna watch it, it's just we've seen live action Catwoman enough, I feel like, and recently enough with Anne Hathaway, who was fine in Dark Knight Rises, and then of course Michelle Pfeiffer in the 90s Batman.
Yep.
Like, that's great. What we haven't gotten is a good representation of a Robin in the live action movies. That's not a discussion. That's not like, I'm not starting an argument. I'm just stating a fact. That, like, I would so much rather get a, like, if I wish we could have stuck with the, like, the Ben Affleck one, because mm-hmm. I feel like we would have had a real shot at getting maybe Nightwing.
Yeah, because
or Jason Todd or Tim Drake or any of them. Like, even at this point, I would be interested to see Damian. He's been established enough in the comic books that the fact we haven't gotten a live action Damian yet is kind of crazy to me a little bit.
Well, only because they have to.
It's because
they've been going
so
back
much...
and forth, depending on like if they want to start brand new with Batman, mm-hmm. if they want to do Batman like down the line, and then like, you know, they went with Batman down the line. He's been Batmaning forever.
Yeah.
And then the only like glimpse we got out of Robin is there was one and is dead.
Right.
And we don't know if there's any other Robins. Like, we don't even know what Robin that was that died.
Yeah.
Apparently, I remember there was something for a little while that it was a hint or a leak somewhere or an Easter egg where it was. Dick that was the one that died, but
I think the only thing we got was in the like dossier of
go ahead
dossier of Harley Quinn and Suicide Squad said like killed Robin or something like that.
Yeah,
that's all we got.
Yeah,
and then there's the rumor that like it's not even a rumor as much as the fan theory
that Joker
was the first Robin.
Yeah,
and that, well, something crazy happened to him. And
but yeah, then the killed Robin dossier thing
kind of like, yeah, kill that.
But yeah, either way, like, it doesn't really matter. I would definitely like to get like a good Robin in a movie, because we have like I didn't think that Chris O'Donnell was the worst part of those movies.
No, not even like not even.
All right, guys, that's the second time that my laptop has crashed tonight, and it's not my laptop. I mean, well, the problem is probably something with my laptop, but the software that I normally use for recording, it doesn't crash, it doesn't freeze, it just stops recording. Like the option is still there, as though like the record is still selected, as though it is recording, like it's showing that it's receiving input and everything else, but it just stops. Like, it doesn't record any more audio. And, like, I can't, if I stop recording, I can't play audio. I have to close out of the program, reopen it to start playing again. I don't know why it does it. I've looked. The internet has been useless on it, because it's not, you know, super popular software. So I think going forward, I'm going to go back to Audacity, because the problem that I had with Audacity before should be, or should have been, fixed with the solid state hard drive that I put in this laptop.
So that being said.
Yeah, that being said, we're I really don't want to do the rest of the show because I'm just mad. And I don't want to get partway through and have to re-record a bunch of stuff a third time in one night.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't swore yet on this show.
Yeah, and the laptop is not expensive, but I still don't want to just drop $300 on another laptop, which I would probably end up having to drop more on, because clearly the $300 was not worth the savings, because this Dell laptop is a pile of fecal matter. I thought I got an incredible deal. Clearly I did not, because it does not work for the one thing that I bought it for.
Well, and that's assuming that it is a problem with the laptop and not
the software.
Reaper, yeah.
Which I don't know why.
Because Shannon and myself, like, anytime I've used it, like, for CCW stuff, like, I have not had a problem with Audacity.
It's true, but you guys are using significantly better laptops.
Is my...
Like your personal laptop?
Yeah.
Maybe not, because I thought you just used Shannon and Allie's, whatever you recorded.
Oh, well, I use Allie's laptop for CCW, which is not the game, the super gaming one.
It's but she still has a really nice laptop that she used for like art and stuff.
But anytime I've ever used mine to record anything, I haven't had any problems.
Yeah, fair enough. Because the problem that I had with Audacity before was the same. There was a similar thing to what it was doing in Reaper, where it just completely crashes.
Mm-hmm.
But like, as opposed to the weird thing where like Audacity itself would just completely crash,
mm-hmm.
versus Reaper will just stop recording, and I don't know why. Like I really have no idea what's going on. And I think like it might be a CPU issue, maybe, because when I popped that in, it did seem as though like my CPU was being taxed. And yeah, even like running Audacity right now, I'm looking at it because I was curious. Like Audacity is even just about maxing out my processor, or at least it was when I first opened it. Now it seems to be doing better. I don't know. This is so dumb. This is my career too. I should know what's going on here. Like I should know what's happening with the computer, but I don't. So anyway, quick run through of the big hits here, and then we're just gonna call it a night. Sorry for the short episode, guys, but if my laptop freezes again, I will destroy this laptop. it will be a big mess that I will leave for Shannon. Just scraps and pieces of plastic all over the place. So Moira McTaggart is getting her own series in The Dawn of X. Sony has announced a window for the PlayStation 5 by the holiday 2020. Doom Eternal got delayed. Fortnite broke the internet with its The End stuff. For Fortnite fans, it looks like it's going to end tomorrow. That's the something leaked saying that it'll be
Chapter
done tomorrow.
Is what's going to could be replacing it.
Yeah. And so you'll be able to play Fortnite again, because right now apparently you can't. There's a mini game that you can play. There's a cheat code to do that. Feel free to look it up on the internet if you haven't found that already. I don't know what the mini game is, but you know, it's something to do, I guess, in the meantime. Google Stadia did something. Overwatch Switch is not a physical cartridge. The Galarian Ponyta is psychic type, and it's a shield exclusive.
I feel like that could also be, it says it's psychic, but its evolution will be psychic fairy.
Probably.
Which we've already gotten one of those, so.
Yeah, regardless. Modern Warfare 4 PC specs, 175 gig recommended, and minimum. That's not going to be what it is initially, and then once you look at it, Black Ops 4 currently is up to 150 gigabytes in space required, after they've added all the add-ons and attachments and whatnot. All right, so that's the big news here. I don't really want to. Oh, I was going to explain to Dawn what negative latency was. I guess I could do that super quick.
Because that's the Google Stadia. The Google Stadia, he came out and said like it could outprocess like the next generation consoles.
Yeah.
Because of negative latency, which everybody took to mean, because latency is the delay between when you push a button and what happens on the screen.
Yeah, and I
negative
know that.
Latency would then be it would happen on the screen. Predictive technology. Like, yeah, it would be like predictive. So everyone,
which technically is kind of what it's doing. It's not, and it's super, just super buzzwordy nonsense. But basically, Stadia is sending in frames, processing every possible outcome of your button.
Okay,
press.
It's Doctor Strange.
And then, like, whatever one you press, like, is the one that shows up on the screen.
But it's already processed and has that animation ready to go.
That's cool.
It's so what a lot of people are making it seem like it's Google's going to start playing the game for you.
Well, that's not how that works.
Or it would be going against the button. Like, if I pushed X, but it showed me Y because 99% of players in that scenario pressed Y, then there would be a, like, a discrepancy there. But that's just, it's not what it is. It's just, as long as the Google servers can process all of that information fast enough, it can, like, have all of those possible actions. And it's not going to be, like, for in fighting games. Like, it's not going to be reading combos for you. What it's mostly going to be for is, like, in menus and things like that. So you can just, like, get moving immediately.
Because, like, one of the biggest concerns is, you know, it, like, doing any, like, fighting games or any kind of, like, a competitive first-person shooter or anything like that. Or any stuff that requires, like, frame-perfect inputs. Like, if they ever get any, like, platformers or anything like that on Google Stadia. Then, yeah, like, you have latency is a legitimate question. Like, it's a potential problem for cloud-based video games. Because you are, like, you press a button on a controller. That has to then, that button input has to travel to, like, the server, like, on Google. And then that responds there, brings it back, and shows you on the screen. Which, I mean, happens in milliseconds, but when you're playing a, you know, like a platformer that has to be like pixel perfect and stuff like that, it's less than ideal. But I mean, like, this isn't new technology. Like, streaming video games, like, is not a new technology. That's something that already exists. And if anybody can make it where you could comfortably play a first-person shooter, like, with this technology, it's likely Google. They have the power for that. And then, yeah, the negative latency thing is just dumb buzzwordy. Like, somebody in the marketing team thought it sounded really good, and it doesn't. And it created a lot of confusion and caused a whole lot of people to get really upset about, like, what on earth is Google doing here? And then it got, blown completely out of proportion. Like Asus said, it's not that big of a deal. Like I said,
the story is mostly, like, having to correct all of the other stories that you might have seen about it.
Okay. Yes.
Because, like, normally it wouldn't even be, like, if everybody had just interpreted it for what it was, like, it wouldn't be a huge deal. It'd be like, oh, okay, that's kind of neat that they're, you know,
that's their way of dealing with this, with ping.
And it's not even something that's, like, guaranteed to happen. This is, like, they're talking years down the line after they've already, like, made improvements. Like, it's not going to even be, like, there at launch, so...
So that's their solution to ping, because that's how that's going to end up working. Mm-hmm. So it should be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. Like, I just think negative latency sounds dumb. And, like, my biggest concern with it is data. Like, data is already an issue for capped users, and Google is really putting themselves into, like, if they're transmitting all of those extra, because the idea is that all of those inputs are being sent to you, and then the correct one is what gets displayed. So that's could be tripling what would be required for, you know, regular gameplay, like, without that feature. So, like, data caps in general, like, are already one of the big questions about Google Stadia. Like, anybody that has, like, Tanner, if Tanner wanted to jump on Google Stadia, the only internet that he has that is reliable for playing games, like, where he lives, is data capped. Like, he can only have, like, so many terabytes per month. And from the sounds of it, Stadia will knock that out in a week pretty easy. So, yeah.
It won't be that, like, they did the numbers. It won't be, like, that crazy, but it will eat it up. Like, it wasn't significantly more than, like, streaming, like, Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're doing, like, 4K 60.
The 4K, like, that stuff will bump it up higher, but...
Because, whenever I saw the math on the 4K 60, you'll eat a terabyte in, like, 5 hours of gaming.
But it's, like, that's why I'm, like, I have no... Like, the only reason I did it is, I signed up for the Founders Edition is because we don't have data caps.
Right. Yeah.
Like, if we had, it would be an absolute no-go. And, like, listening to Google, they seem to think that if enough people, like, end up, you know, being like, hey, so this terabyte data cap is garbage, like, they think that this is going to push the ISPs to canceling the data caps. When in reality, it's just they're just going to, like, maybe move them back. Otherwise, they're just going to be cashing those sweet, sweet checks.
Yeah, or people just won't be getting Stadia. Like, anybody that has data caps just will not be buying into Stadia.
Which eventually, like, the Terror, because, like, a Terrorbot sounds like a lot like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, I get a terabyte, but now, like, as we're getting to the point where it's like, okay, you want to download Red Dead Redemption 2? 150 gigs.
Yeah.
Who?
Right, like, even
like,
on...
Even, like, game installs and, you know, patches and, like, now that 4K TVs are available and, like, Netflix has a 4K option, like, every, like, all of these streaming services are going to have, you know, 4K options, that's going yep. to... So I get
and
there's
4K
like,
TVs are super accessible now. Like yeah. you can get a 42-inch 4K TV for like 30 or 350 bucks.
So yeah. you're like, can I?
Well, really? No.
We're going
no.
shopping.
You know, like 350 bucks. Like you can get a 4K TV now. Like it's insane. So yeah, like it's a significant issue and like data caps just in general. And like that I could do an entire show talking about how much I hate ISPs.
Yep.
Because of localized monopolies and all that other nonsense. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, their anti-competitive behavior, like because you hear bootstrap folks talking about like how like, oh, well, if you think it's such a problem, just start your own ISP. It's like, okay, well, what happens when I have such a better deal that they force an exclusive contract through my local city? Something Colorado has been fighting now for years. There's a city in Colorado that's been fighting it for a long time. It may just be the state. I don't remember which.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah, I don't
Yeah,
remember.
They've been fighting it for a long time for municipal cable, like for the local government to actually offer gig fiber. And they have been fighting with Comcast or AT&T, one of the two. Boy, I remember being so heated about this. See, this is what I was talking about earlier.
Now imagine if we stopped recording now.
Yeah, right?
Happy Columbus Day. Check us out on podzilla985.com on Facebook.
Yeah, so anyway, the point of the story is, like, that's not how it works. You can't just make an ISP because, like, If I decided I wanted to make an ISP for Cape Girardeau County and then sell, like, you know, if I managed to get the investment to actually create the infrastructure and everything else, if I somehow manage that monumental feat, because it ain't cheap to do.
And it's not like you're going to be able to do, like, what all these second-rate phone service companies can do and just piggyback off the big boys.
Right. Yeah, no, I would have to do all of my own stuff mm-hmm. and then have to somehow convince the city to let me use their poles. Which half of those poles are probably owned by Charter or AT&T or whoever bought Southwestern Bell, because I think that's who had them before.
I want to say Charter, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. But the point is, like, say I were able to set up all that infrastructure with that, you know, colossal cost, then I decide that I'm going to undercut the big boys by a whole lot of money because I can, because it's not near as expensive as Charter would lead you to believe to run all this stuff. Charter is easily the best of these evil ISPs.
Yeah, we're lucky. Like,
so lucky we don't have to deal with Comcast mm-hmm. or any of the nonsense like in Southern Illinois.
We got Rhino. We could be dealing with Dr. Doom.
Right. Yeah. That's a pretty apt comparison. I would even go Venom. Like, sometimes it's evil, but most of the time he's our pal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, straight up Dr. Doom on
sticks onto us when we don't want him. Yeah, that's Charter.
Either way, yeah, say I wanted to do all that stuff. All right, cool. Now Charter's coming at me because I'm anti-competitive. Like when Google tried to put up free Wi-Fi in places and AT&T sued the crap out of them. Like, whoa, free Wi-Fi? Back it up. Back up. No.
Back up.
Yeah, they actually sued Google, and like Google was had to remove their free Wi-Fi stations.
You know, Google's chopping at the bit one day. They're just like, we're gonna get that L back.
I think that's kind of part of what like some of their when they talk about like data caps, and when enough people start, you know, when that level of usage starts to become the norm, mm-hmm. the ISPs will have to respond. Like at a certain point, it will just be. Like, okay, yeah, we can't have this, you know, 1 terabyte data cap. And I'm wondering if maybe that's kind of they are trying to not only change just like video games, they're trying to get in on this.
Well, because Google's ISP. Been trying to like lay out fiber.
Yeah.
Because Google Fiber is a thing that they've been trying to get going. Mm-hmm. But you have like the problem with that scenario is like people that have the data caps don't really, like the ISPs don't really care. Like, if you go over the data cap, cool, that's extra money for them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's an alternative for them to go to. If people start leaving them so they can find an alternative with, you know, a higher data cap or none at all, then they'll start making their adjustments. But if the only option you have is terrible service with a 1 terabyte cap, They have no reason, they have no incentive to improve. Right. People can complain about it, but they're like, all right, cool, yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. You have to because go to the little, the maybe like the hope you have a secondary market.
Right.
That is the quality knockoff is going to be noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's...
quality drop-off.
Yeah, like that's the only hope. Like, they might switch to AT&T for a higher data cap and significantly worse service, but it's still going to have a data cap.
Mm-hmm.
I hate ISPs. I hate this localized monopoly nonsense. All right, like I said, do an entire show on that one. I'm not going to. We're going to go ahead and cut it off here, though, before I get angry about it freezing up again. It hasn't yet. Thank God. So yeah, hit us up facebook.com/podzilla1985, patreon.com/podzilla1985. I'm also accepting donations for a new laptop.
Not what the Patreon is for. Worth noting that will not go to Jesse's laptop fund. That is strictly for official Podzilla.
And that's why I'm mentioning this as a separate thing. I am accepting donations for a new laptop. Hit me up at updatethatcrap@podzilla1985.com. I'll give you details there. All right. Thank you all for listening, and I'm so sorry about the quality of this episode. This is certainly far beneath our standard of excellence, and hopefully moving forward, it'll be better. I'm so sorry. Bye.